Great to see you again this morning. Hey, you must really, really be missing me because I know I am really, really missing your beautiful smiles and your lovely dresses and clothing for the girls and the young boys and their rambunctiousness. Hey, great fun. We'll be back together soon. But this morning I want to talk to you about the gospel lesson that George just read to everyone. And the scripture comes from the very first sentence that George read from the Gospel of Matthew. And it says, "Whoever welcomes you, welcomes me. And whoever welcomes me, welcomes the one who sent me." Now, you need to imagine that I've got a bunch of stickers here in my hand. And I tell you what, at home I have got some really cool stickers. Stickers. I'm sure you've seen lots of them, haven't you? Your teachers at school and maybe even your parents use stickers to reward your good behaviour. Is that right, Annie? Do you get stickers? Yeah, I reckon you do. Luna, I know I've seen you with lots of stickers. What about you, Josephine and Joseph? Hey, what about all the other little ones? Stickers? Oh, Pastor Greg will have to bring some for you then. Okay. Doesn't it feel great to show off a new sticker? It's proof of a job well done. And children aren't the only ones who like to get rewards. God knows that all of us, big or small, also like to receive rewards. In fact, I'll tell you a little story. Pastor Greg has got some amazing stickers at home that he collected when he used to work on mine sites. And when they spend money, wow, don't they spend money on stickers? And you can actually use stickers as currency, like money, to get other people to do work for you. It's incredible how much work you can get out of someone for a sticker. So big kids like stickers just much as you guys. Yes. But the Bible is full of exciting promises of rewards for those who are faithful to God. When Jesus was sending out his 12 disciples, he warned them that being his disciple wasn't going to be easy. They would often be mistreated, rejected, and abused. And I can tell you a story about that as well. Pastor Greg was abused one time. In fact, I was very, very frightened by a group of men that I was working with on a construction project on a mine site in far north Queensland. And they were picking on me because I love Jesus. So Jesus warns us about that. And sometimes it happens. But that's okay. In our lesson last week, Jesus assured us that God watches over us and keeps us safe. He also promises that God will reward those who receive his disciples with kindness and welcome them into their homes and are kind to them. Whoever welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me, Jesus says. That's what George read out to us from the gospel today. But I want you to think, who is the one who sent Jesus? Who's the one who sent Jesus? And we know that God the Father sent Jesus. Isn't it wonderful to know that when we welcome those who come to us in Jesus' name, it's the same as welcoming Jesus. And when we welcome Jesus, we also welcome God the Father who sent him. Jesus goes on to tell the disciples that whoever welcomes a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and that whoever welcomes a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward, and righteous is good. Jesus also promises, whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones, to one of you children, whoever gives even a cup of cold water to one of you in the name of a disciple, truly I tell you, none of these will lose their reward. They won't have their stickers taken from them. But this is not just about stickers. I reckon stickers are a pretty good reward for doing something good at school or for keeping our room tidy at home. Don't look in my bedroom. But they don't compare to knowing that God is pleased with us and that one day he'll reward us more wondrously than we can imagine. Isn't that good news? God will reward us more wondrously than we can even imagine. Now, I know he's already rewarded us now because we have faith. And that's great certainty for Christians. But there's something extremely, so much more amazing that God has in store for us. So that's something great to look forward to, isn't it? All right. Let's close our eyes, fold our hands, and pray. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to be faithful to you each day. Help us to welcome those who come to us in Jesus' name and care for others as we offer even a cup of cold water in your name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.